Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. So as I was just sitting here waiting for the music, I drew a picture of a bus. Why? Well, I'm a closet artist. Not really. I'm out of the closet. But I don't often talk about it here. But also because today we are talking about who is driving your bus. And this is Illuminate Your Worth. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And the thing that I would love for you to do, you right there, I see you right now, is to come over to the chat room and talk to me, because yeah, I am really good at talking to myself, so I hear, but you know, it's so much more fun if you have a question to come over and say, hey, we are talking about who's driving your bus. And think about this. You know, you've heard all of life is a stage and we are all actors on the stage, and you've heard all of this. But what if you imagined that your life was a bus and you were on a trip and you left from the bus station and you were going on this trip? Who's driving? Are you driving, or did you let somebody else drive your bus? Are you depending on someone else to get you to where you want to go? It's very likely that if you let someone else take you somewhere, you're not going to end up where you're in your most ideal location. If you let someone else drive, you might end up close by. It's like one time I was in a cab and he was, and I wasn't a nice, I'm going to own it, I was not a nice person that day. I was tired and I was frustrated and he was lost. And I was unkind to this person because he wasn't getting me where I wanted to go. He was driving. So I should have been kinder to him. And I feel, please forgive me, whoever you were, for being unkind to you in that moment, because you were struggling. I know. I see it now. But if you aren't driving, how will you ever get to your destination? Now, if we think of it in a philosophical kind of way, we all end up in the same general destination. I was watching a comedian this morning and, you know, you're all going to die. Yes, that is a final destination, but there's a whole bunch of other things to visit in between. There's so many cool things to do. You have superpowers. You have things to achieve in this life, and you might not get there if you let someone else make the decisions for you. So this isn't to give you a hard time, my friend, because look, I've done lots of things in my life that didn't quite work out the way I planned. And I have in the past, and I probably still do it every now and then, but I catch myself, let other people make the decision for me, right? So it's not like you have to be in charge of every decision, like what's for dinner. Sometimes I just don't want to make that decision. But the big decisions of your life perhaps would be better, you would be better served to make them for yourself. You know, when I went to university and became a CPA, chartered accountant, I was letting someone else be in charge of my life. I own it. In fact, I was letting not just one person. I mean, it's like society rules and expectations. And my, if you listen to the Who's Writing Your Story, the story I had been told and adopted in my head of how things were supposed to be, and a couple major characters in my life who were saying, this is what you're going to do. And I said, okay. And I went and did it. And you could argue that I actually was successful and I got somewhere. I would argue that it did serve me, and I think it was part of my journey, because I learned that I didn't want someone else to drive my bus, from that experience, but I had to go through it. The only way to get and to learn a lesson is to experience it. We're kind of built that way. You know, this is you. It's the difference between I heard this coach use this example once of I until recently I understood I've and because I was a massage therapist and I did a couple of years of anatomy and physiology and all the ologies, neurology, all the ologies, I fully understood intellectually what it was to break a bone, what happened, what the impacts were, what the processes were to fix it, what the potential side effects were, all of the compensations that happen. But I didn't really understand what a broken bone was until I broke my wrist. Then I understood what a broken bone was. It's the intellectual knowing versus the embodiment of, oh yeah. Now I'm not saying go out and break your wrist so you can experience it. You can live in some experiences as an intellectual understanding without having to experience it. But your own life, don't live your life as an intellectual experiment. Live your life as an experience. And to experience your life, you need to get into the driver's seat of your bus and decide where you're going to go, even if you change your mind and take a different turn. I mean, when I changed my mind, I went from corporate financial executive to yoga teacher. Like, how are those even on the same road? They weren't on the same road. Whew, I'm having a hot flash, everybody. Turn on your fans. Okay, so it's okay. I'm turning red. It'll go away in a minute. So if your life is a bus and you're thinking about where you're headed, it can be a super. Sometimes when I think about this, when I think about this, I go, I don't understand the question because it's so such a big concept for me. It's like, what do you mean, where am I headed? I'm at the office. Is that what you mean? Or I'm, you know, headed into December. Is that what you mean? I'm headed into the holidays. But it's more like, if I want to achieve something in my life, am I taking steps towards that? And if you don't know, if you don't have anything that you're want to achieve, it could be as simple as, am I happy? Am I happy on a general basis? And is it a deep down happy or is it a ha 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 office laugh happy? Are you faking something? Only you know the answer to this question. Now, like I said, I don't want to give you a hard time because all of the things that we have done and do in our lives and everything that you have done so far in your life is helping you to see something. It's an experience, right? Like I said, you know, I wouldn't actually have, if I went back, I wouldn't change the fact that I was an executive because it gave me a lot of experience of people and the way things work. And I can run my own business. Like there's a skill right there. I can run my own business. I can do my own accounting. I understand how business works. And I am not in, it's interesting, I'm not intimidated by people's titles because I used to be one of those titles and I used to work with all of those titles. And I understand they're humans. Everyone is a human and they're on their path and they're doing their thing. And if you are on your path and you are feel If you feel aligned and like you know that you're in the right spot, then I give you a big kudos. But if you feel like there's something not quite right, this is where you start to do the examination. Some people get on their path and they're like, they've got it. They're aligned. They're doing their groove. And you can kind of get a sense of them when you talk to them. They're like, everything's so good. And some people want to knock them down because they're like, it's no fair that they're doing so well. Let's do something. You know, even if it's subconsciously, it's the crabs in the bucket pulling people down. Instead of seeing that as life can be that good, how do I get my life that good? Even if they're just a you know, they might not be perfect. Nobody's actually perfect. But it's like, oh, how can I step up to the next layer of being awesome? How amazing would that be? So I just want you to reclaim any area in your life where you have let someone else drive your bus, right? That's all we're looking at today. And it's going to be, you know, there's subtle ways that we do this, and we have actually been trained. So it's not surprising that there's a lot of us who are letting other people make our decisions because we were trained to do this. From the time almost we were born, we were trained. Now, some of the training was to keep us safe, okay? Like when your mom says, don't touch the stove, she's trying to keep you from, you know, burning yourself. But we are trained to follow rules. Think about school. Everybody should sit quietly, sit in your rows, don't talk. I would always get in trouble because I think it was grade 7. The girl who sat behind me was my friend, and I'd always be turned and talking to her. I would always get in trouble. I'm like, I know what you're talking about. And I could tell the teacher what was going on. I understood, but I was a little bit bored and I wanted to talk to the person behind me. So I was getting in trouble for that all the time because I wasn't following the rules, right? I wasn't following the rules. You have to put up your hand and ask for permission to do things. You have to, you know, now table manners. So I do believe it's good to be polite at the table. My grandparents were British. I had to ask to leave the table when I was done dinner. You know, some of the rules that we had aren't controlling my life, but they kind of shape who you are and your values. But the rule we have been trained to follow rules. Since we first entered kindergarten, no yelling, no running in the halls, all of these things. We were learned to be seen and not heard as children for the most part. And that carries forward into your adult life. Even in university, my first year of university, I had an economics professor. So in university, technically you're an adult, right? And university is a different vibe. You aren't in a controlled classroom. People kind of come and go. I mean, you're respectful, but I had an economics professor who would make us ask if we could leave the room. Oh, like that one took, that was the first sign that I wasn't very much of a rule follower unless they made sense. But because I just started skipping that class. Anyway, that's university. But we have been trained to follow rules. We've been trained to people please. Think about little kids. You know, their parents want to say, here's my fabulous little kid. And look how kind and look how pleasant they are. Look, and you get rewarded when you're a good little kid. So you're trying to make your parents happy. People pleasing. And it can go up and up and up. Do you have trouble making decisions on things for yourself? Like, I know that some people are love researching and getting all of the information because some people thrive on having all of the information. You can never have all the information, but some people thrive on the research. But if you actually can't make a decision, even when you have scads and scads of research, that could be a sign that you aren't able to make a decision for yourself, right? You're not able to just take a step and do something. And if you're always seeking validation from outside sources, like you should know inside of you that you are already enough and that you are fabulous and amazing and wonderful and a work in process. And how amazing that you still get lots of things to learn and things to do. And because you're never actually broken, there was never ever, and there still isn't anything wrong with you. You've just been trained to do, to obey rules and conditions. And I was actually on a podcast yesterday, which is coming out on the 23rd of November, I will be sharing that with you guys. And if you're on my email list, if you're not on my email list, head over to the website, heatherstewart.co, to get on the email list, because that's where all the good, juicy stuff comes. But yes, we were talking about the fact that we were trained, and I just lost my train of thought. Oh my gosh. Can you believe it? Death didn't take long. Oh yes, so we aren't broken. We were trained to be a certain way. And you're on this journey, and the journey is so exciting, and you can learn more as you go. You know, we don't give little kids a hard time because they don't know trigonometry. We just teach it to them and they learn it if it's helpful for them. We don't give little kids a hard time for, you know, we don't give little kids a hard time for wanting to be a ballerina or a princess. We just say, yeah, dream about that, do it. But then we get to this point where we tell them, no, you can't do that. You have to be realistic. And if you can't make a decision for yourself, if you are seeking validation on the outside instead of knowing on the inside that you're amazing, then you're always going to let someone else make the decision for you. Right? Especially the important things, which we don't want. We're going to pop off to a quick break. And we're going to talk about more about this because we don't want to, because we're going to talk about what the cost is of letting someone else drive your bus. So this is Who's Driving Your Bus? I'm Heather. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth. While we're on the break, pop on over to one of your favorite podcast platforms, wherever you are, and give us a 5-star review. We'll send you some hearts for that. Here they come. Wait, is it going to go? There it is. And we'll be back in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Millions. I think that's the first time I heard that ad say broadcasting to millions of people. Does that freak you out? Would broadcasting to millions of people freak you out? It's interesting. I feel like that's totally aligned with with my trajectory. And because it excites me. So I know that for me, that I am on the right road and I'm driving my bus. If that freaks you out, you shouldn't be on my bus. You should be on your own bus, driving your own bus. If someone's driving you to do something that really doesn't feel good for you, like it can be uncomfortable, can feel a little scary, but there should be a little bit of excitement there too. And I'm remembering the first time I gave a keynote speech. It was probably about 15 years ago. And I had never been a public speaker. This was way before I was podcasting. This was before podcasting was a thing. Podcasting's not that old, you know. My university contacted me. Their finance club contacted me and asked me to be a keynote speaker. And I was like, whoa, no way, that's too scary. And I would have said no, probably, because the scared and the excited were duking it out. And all I needed was my amazing partner saying, oh, how exciting. Of course you're going to do it, because he is my biggest fan and he thinks that I can do anything. Yeah, he thinks I can do just about anything, except maybe get the dishes done on time. But that's another story. But I just looked at him. I'm like, oh, maybe I can do it. And I went and did it. And it was actually pretty exciting once I got over being scared to go and do it. So part of driving your own bus is it can be a little scary and exciting, kind of like a roller coaster, right? If you get motion sick, maybe the roller coasters aren't your jam. Now, there is, when someone else is driving your life, you're still moving ahead. Like you're still moving, maybe not ahead, but your life is still moving, right? You're still doing things, but maybe it's not going where you chose it to be. So when I was the accountant, I was moving ahead. I was getting promoted. I was moving up the chain of, the ladder of what you're supposed to do, the dangling carrot, get to the corner office, all those things. But it wasn't going where I wanted to go. It was going where other people were taking me. And that's when I looked like I was going to get another promotion. This was right when I left corporate. I was completing a project and it was going to lead into another position and a promotion. And I said to one of my coworkers, I said, oh, I don't want another promotion. Which, who says that? I mean, she probably thought I was insane. I said, well, here's the thing. A promotion means more money, more recognition, a bigger office, staff, and it means I have to trade more of my life for that. And my energy is, I'm already tired, right? So now you want more from me? And my compensation for that is money. Now, don't get me wrong, money does amazing things, but I didn't want to trade my life for that purpose. So if you feel like you're stuck, it could be someone else is making your decisions. If you're exhausted, it could be someone else is making your decisions and you're not in the place that you want to be or you feel excited to be. You could have resentment at the people who are happy and having a good time and excited. I think about people that I know who they just can't be happy for someone else's success and joy. And if you can't be happy for someone else, that could just be a reflection of what's going on for you. Like maybe you're just not happy and you want to be as happy as that person, but you don't know how to get there, right? So these are all just evidence for you. These are all just symptoms, possible symptoms for you. These are all just clues. And instead of giving yourself a hard time about anything, if any of these things are going on for you, you just become curious. I read a quote this morning that, and I won't get it right. It was about your life expands when you become curious about whatever you name it, put a fill in the blank. Get curious about why that person's success upsets you. Get curious about why you're tired all the time. Beyond, going to the doctor and saying, check my thyroid or getting enough sleep. Getting enough sleep is a really amazing way to make yourself feel better, by the way. Or if you just feel like you don't know what's happening, like, is this all there is to life? Is this, did I achieve everything already? And now I just have to do this all the time. This is it. If you get to the this is it, then you're not driving your bus. If you get to the this is it, someone has dropped you off at a bus stop and left you there. And you're like, but I still had other places to go and see and do. And your job then is to get on your own bus and start driving yourself there. Now, sometimes you need a little help, right? Sometimes you need a little help to find your way. You might need a few driving lessons. But if you think about, so here's a way to think about driving your bus. There's the captain, Starship Enterprise, and then there's the crew. He needs the crew to help him drive his ship, right? I don't, he, you know, he's pretty smart. Thinking of Captain Picard, maybe not Captain Kirk. He was just too busy off, ripping his shirt and fighting monsters. Captain Picard, he was a pretty smart guy. And he needed a whole crew to run his ship because he'd call them and say, "Hey, I need more power," or "Hey, can you take us over here?" But ultimately, he was the person who decided what direction they went. So if you think about, you can think of your life as a starship if you want, if that makes you, instead of a bus. I should have drawn a starship. But the captain, the person in charge, decides which way they're going to go. And then your crew is going to help you implement your decision. So it might be, your support team. It could be just systems that you have in place. So let's say, well, so I'm actually wearing my workout clothes today. I don't know if you noticed that. Because I was working out this morning, because one of the directions in my life is I want to remain fit and healthy, standing upright, be able to walk up and down stairs, get, I think of activities of daily living. I want to be able to do that until I'm 140. And for me to do that, I have to implement some decisions and I need some support systems for that. So one of my support systems is I have a subscription to an online fitness program. If anybody's ever been to a Les Mills class, you know what I'm talking about. Every time I teach kayaking, I say, "Has anyone heard of body pump?" Nobody has ever heard of body pump. So I do body pump 3 days a week. I do yoga like 3 or 4 days a week. I walk. I do all of these things. I do Pilates to help. These are the support and systems to help me towards my goal of being healthy and fit into however old I can make, whatever age I can get to. I hold that vision of what that goal is, and my support systems and my crew follows the plan of that vision. So I've got the direction. This is, we're going this way. Here's the vision of where we're going. Ultimately, the responsibility is for me, is on me. The crew doesn't get to steer. They don't get to say, "Hey, you're going to do this today. Hey, it's time for you to do this today." They can say, because one of my crew members is my partner, he says, "Are you going to do your exercise today?" And I say, it's ultimately up to me, right? I make the final decision. I'm also a personal trainer. I've been a personal trainer for 20 years. And I've had a lot of clients that I've trained, and sometimes they're not getting the goals that they want. And I say, "I can help you, but I can't do the push-ups for you." So ultimate responsibility of where you're going to go, your direction, your vision is up, it's ultimately up to you. The implementation, following the plan and giving you support is the crew side of the equation, right? So if you've been giving your crew decision-making skills, think of all of the crew that can make decisions for you. So your family can make decisions for you. It's interesting. I know a lot of different cultures. It's not uncommon for the family to make a decision for the for the children. I think it's started to shift and change, and there's pushback, but I know there's still arranged marriages. There's still, I had a friend who was expect he was the oldest son. He was expected to stay in the home with the parents, marry the person that they had chosen for him, and join the family business, and that wasn't what he wanted. So he was breaking from that tradition. He took control of his life and he went and did something else. Other things that you can be given decision power to. Think of how much society affects your decisions. My goodness, that's like a whole can of worms right there. And, I know there's a lot of fluidity going around right now, but they're still very entrenched, like gender roles, expectations, white collar, blue collar, education, no education, all of this swirling mass of how this expectation of society creates a decision that you follow, even if it's not aligned for you. Think about the person who, I can think of a person right now who, really good photographer. She's really good. She still is. And she loved doing it. And her father told her, you can't get a job as a photographer. That won't make money. So she is now working for a company. Now she's doing social media, which actually is a good way to use those skills, but it wasn't necessarily how she would have chosen to drive her bus. There are other things, my friend, that we're going to talk about, other possibilities of where you're giving away your power. And we're going to, but I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm going to help you figure out how to get your driver's license and drive your bus. We're going to go on to another break. I'm Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. My friends, stay tuned. Go get yourself a glass of water. Come back. I'll see you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Whoa, a thriving life. And you notice it's a path, right? It's a path. It's not a destination. Because, oh my gosh, I mean, I use this all the time, but I don't want to get to the final destination just yet. I want to thrive all the way there and have fun. And it's like, I don't want the party to end right now. Everything changes. Go listen to the one about impermanence. Anything can change anytime. But we're talking about who is driving your bus or starship, if you prefer. And the fact that you are the captain, like think about if you ever watched The Next Generation, and if you're not a Trekkie, it's okay. I mean, you'll get the gist of it. So Captain Picard, he was a pretty cool dude, very diplomatic. He was pretty smart. He didn't really get upset all that much. But when there had to be a decision to be made, he would ask the crew what they thought. And then he would decide. So it's actually okay. You don't have to be, you're not actually alone on this, right? You're actually never alone on any of this. But you should not outsource your decision to your family. You can ask them what they think. Now, anybody that you ask, except for maybe coaches, a lot of people that you ask are going to have their own understanding and agenda, even if they're trying to be impartial. Your family has all this background history with you. Your friends have background history with you. Coaching, like as a coach, I am completely neutral when I'm talking to my clients. My only lack of neutrality with talking with clients is my desire for them to be brilliant and to shine and to be amazing at whatever they want to do. But I'm not going to tell them what to do. I'm going to help them figure out what it is that they really want to do. So I'm more like a support system. But if family, friends, like ask everybody for their thoughts, but you decide the direction and are responsible for the decision. Even fear. So fear is one of those things that can be driving your bus. So it's not even a person that you can point a finger at. It's an emotion of a what if something bad happens emotion. I was having coffee with a friend of mine on Monday, and we were talking about, I end up sometimes coaching my friends, trying to be impartial. You know, I'm still a little impartial, but she was talking about things that were going on in her life and the expectations of some negative outcomes. And I said, wow, have you noticed? And I've talked about this a little bit before, how when we think of a situation, our mind immediately considers all the bad things that could happen and why we shouldn't do something. It actually takes a conscious effort to change and think about all the good things that can happen. And in the podcast that I had yesterday, on the Soul Nectar podcast with Carrie Hummingbird. What a great name. We were talking about how people will keep themselves from making decisions because they've got this huge list of all of the reasons why they can't or won't do something. What I found interesting, what popped into my head was you can have a huge list of all the reasons that why you're not doing something, or you think you can't do something, because I don't believe in that word. Why you're not doing something. And there might be only one thing on the why you should side, why you could side, what the good aspects of that was. But that good, in my opinion, if it's the right decision, completely outweighs the huge list of the why you're not. It's not a competition to see who can get the most on their side, who can have the most pros and can you have more pros or more cons? They're not equally weighted. You know, someone might laugh is not an equal weight to I could start living in my truth. That's not the same weight at all. So fear can be driving that. Your inner critic, your inner voice, your inner Susan who sits on your shoulder and says, you better not do that because this will happen to you. The inner critic voice is actually that voice, the negative, if your name's Nancy, no offense, your negative Nancy voice, right? Just good, it's nice alliteration. It's got nothing to do with the person. but if you think like the inner voice sometimes is trying to keep you safe. I think it's often trying to keep you safe, but not in a way that you're actually safe. I don't consider you feeling less than as a safe place to live. I don't consider considering yourself as not good enough or valuable a safe place to live. But you could have learned through experience and not looking at another way of viewing something, but you might believe these as true. Go back and listen to the stories you tell about yourself. So an exercise is to Think of all the good things that could happen if you actually decided your direction, held the vision, took control of the wheel. And you don't have to drive fast. I'm not asking you to F and F this, Fast and Furious. Like, how did that become a movie franchise? Please. But I'm not asking you to do this at high speed. You decide your own speed limit. This is one of your decisions. You decide your speed limit. And there could be speed bumps along the way, right? But if you're informed that there's going to be speed bumps along the way, it won't freak you out when you hit them, right? It's just, oh, that was a speed bump. I have a little Buddha hanging from the rearview mirror of my car, and he's my car protector. And when I hit a speed bump, sometimes when I don't see it, he goes swinging around. And I'm like, sorry, Buddha, I didn't see that speed bump. And then we just continue on our way. But if you know there's going to be speed bumps, it's not going to throw you off your track, right? So this is how we're going to start driving our bus again, okay? And think about, and you can, if you like journaling, do this journaling, because it's a good way to brain dump. Sometimes your brain can't keep track of things. You need the actual kinesthetic act of writing to help you stay focused. So if there's a place where you're waiting to do something instead of deciding to do it, that could be somewhere you have handed over your decision making to someone else. And you don't have to start with everything in your life. So when I help clients, I'm not saying we're going to work on everything. We go through, this is what I do when I do your alignment activation, which, by the way, is complimentary right now. If you email me, info@heatherstewart.coach, I will send you the information. But we go through 6 different areas. We talk about those 6 different areas to get a sense. And you may have never done this before, just breaking down those 6 areas to get a sense of maybe it's over here that I'm stuck right now. And we talk about, you know, what decision are you waiting to make? And are there patterns that are going on? Is there something helpful that would help you move forward? Now, this is you've got to do this first step of seeing where it is, because if you just jump into a random bus and start driving it, you might be on the wrong bus, right? You need to get a little bit of clarity around where it is that you not only, even if there's more than one place you've handed over your decision making, I think it's important to get some clarity around where's the first place for you to start taking back control. Because we sometimes, this I'm saying we, meaning me, like to try and fix everything at once. For myself, you know, I'm one of those dive in with both feet, let's go people, and I like to drive my bus fast. But then I realize, oh shoot, I'm trying to drive 3 cars at once, and that's not going to work. So then I have to pull back a little bit, reevaluate. So from my experiences, it's easier just to drive one bus at a time. And I can help you stay focused on that if you like. I'm good at helping others stay focused. I'm learning to focus myself. So think about where are you waiting instead of deciding? And be honest with yourself. You know, I don't want you to write down the... So when I used to watch Miss Universe pageants when I was like 11 or 12. And the women, you know, there was always that question. They would ask them some question to see what their thoughts were. It always seemed to be they gave this like pat answer that was expected instead of what they really thought. That's how it felt to me. So don't answer your question about what you want as something that sounds nice and safe and sound and acceptable. Don't, if you got honest, so were you, the thing that you're waiting to decide, if you got radically honest about what you wanted, what would you actually choose? If no one else had a say in it, if no one else would have an opinion, if nobody else's opinion mattered, if it's like that, if you could do anything you wanted in life, what would it be? Somebody asked me that once and I said sculptor. This was when I was still an accountant. That answer actually surprised me, but it's still pretty aligned for me. I'm sculpting in different ways. But the place that you're waiting to decide, if you could decide something different and what you really want, and no one else had an opinion on it, what would you choose? And you don't have to tell anybody out loud. You can just keep it to yourself, but it's the beginning. It's the beginning for you to start to drive your own bus again. I have a couple more things to add on to this before we head off into our day or evening or wherever we are, but we've got one more break. So if you haven't done your review yet and you're hydrated, go give us your review and share it with somebody who you think could use a little help. I love sharing resources with my friends, and I see it as an act of love when I share helpful things with my friends. So share something with your friends. Show them some love. We'll be right back after the break. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth, and I will see you in a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
I do read all of my emails personally, everyone. So there's no VAs in the background. There's no AI emails going out of my system. They're all me. Even the automated ones are me because I set up the automation. So it's all me. Okay, I'm driving my bus. So we were talking about how to take back your destination of your drive. So where are you waiting to make a decision? And maybe it's not even waiting. Maybe it's something that you've just decided you can't do, but you want to do, and it's kind of exciting, but you've decided you can't. Really? Take another look at that one. I think that is a good, juicy source of information as well. And then if you got radically honest about what you wanted and didn't choose what was safe and sound. Now, I don't want you to go out and, you know, risk life and limb unless that's your jam, but what do you really want? And what if you could just make a decision and all you could hear was positive, supportive feedback from that? Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah. So then make one aligned, slightly uncomfortable decision and move forward. So don't wait for perfection. Don't wait for all your information, because action is more important than perfection. Action gives you experience. Action gives you feedback so you can move forward. You're never going to have perfection. So when you get honest with yourself and you see a decision that you've like, it's like maybe you're afraid to make it, make a little bit of it. And it's okay if people don't get you and they're like, you're crazy. Think about how many people have thought I was crazy in my life. I quit my job. I'm crazy. I'm going to India. I'm crazy. One day I was walking through an an office building and I was on my way to teach yoga and I was wearing these pants that are like black flare bottoms with peace and love symbols all over them. And a lady walked by me and called me a freak. I laughed. Oh my goodness. I was not her cup of tea, obviously. But I was like, okay, don't come to my yoga class then. I don't care. I still love those pants. But you need to start to be okay with people not completely understanding the decisions that you make, but they're made for you. They're made for you so that you can shine. So you can be the captain of your life, right? You want to have clarity and conviction on where you're going and know that it's for you. And you can sit, if you don't want, like, think about saying no is actually an action, by the way. If one of your decisions is to stop doing something that you're doing that's not aligned for you, say no. That's an action. And don't feel bad about it. There's been decisions that I've had to make in my life that I was hesitating on. I'm not always completely clear. I know it seems like got it all going on, that I do go through some of the same struggles. Whoops, sorry, little microphone. And there's been decisions where I'm like, oh, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And then when I finally do that decision, and I know that it's the right decision, even if I was trying to avoid it, I feel so good afterwards. Like physically good. Like this, it's almost like the draining of this holding it all together just drops out and I can go, whoa, that was good. It's just like you just dropped a heavy thing that you were carrying. That is the power behind making those aligned decisions. Instead of holding and not doing it, that actually causes more stress and tension. Making that decision, stepping into it, releases all of that. Owning that decision, moving into that space is so good. So good. Now, you can do it with baby steps, right? A little bit at a time. You can take your wheel back. You can start to move closer to the driver's seat. You can like put your hand on the wheel. But the faster you do it, the sooner you do it, the better you're going to feel. So what does aligned direction look like for you? What shifts are going to create your biggest results? Where have you handed your wheel over? If you need help, send me that email, info@heatherstewart.coach. We're just going to do an alignment activation, just an hour, complimentary hour with me. One-on-one, you and me, safe container. It's all just this exchange. There's no other voices except the ones that are in your head. And we go through it and we figure out where is the place where you can maybe start to take back who's driving your bus, right? And these little shifts are going to create such big results. Think about it. If you just did a little bit every single day, it's going to make a massive difference. I was thinking about the Grand Canyon. You know, it's just water, a little bit of water flowing through the Grand Canyon at one point. But look at the canyon that it has created, because it just kept consistently sending some water down there. Or even if you had a long distance to go, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. It feels so cliche, but it's kind of true, right? Take a couple steps, and then a couple steps, and then a couple steps. And before you knew it, you're miles down the road towards where you want your destination to be, not someone else's destination. So let clarity and alignment drive you, rear bus, instead of fear, my friend. This is Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We are on the Aspired Choices Network. We'll be back again next week.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.